guys, and welcome to the Laundry Chat podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and everything is annoying me, actually. I've tried to start this podcast at least 5 times. Either my camera falls down or my hair looks weird, which I know doesn't really matter for, like, you guys listening on the actual podcast, but if you're watching on YouTube, you can definitely see my hair. I haven't done it in like 4 days. I haven't changed my clothes in that amount of time either. I don't know. Graduation is nice. Like, I don't have to go to school. I'm officially done with school. So I'm still kind of figuring out like what my life is all about and like who I am. So yeah, that has been happening lately. And I got texts like through like the podcast from before. Like, I was trying to record it, then I got like 2 texts and I thought I could work through it, and I didn't, so I had to re-record it. So yeah, everything is bothering me. Everything is a mess. Everything is, I don't even know what everything is anymore. I feel like nothing. But I did want to talk about my word for the year, which is available. That's my word, available. It has kind of a lot of meanings, and I kind of referenced that in my other episode when I talked about my New Year's resolutions. So I just kind of wanted to talk about that with you guys. Maybe inspire you guys to think of your own word for the year. It's never really too late. But yeah, I wanted this to be kind of quick, not take too long. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to like drag on and on like I am right now. So yeah, I hope you get something out of it. As per usual, I always hope you get a little something out of these podcasts. But yeah, let's just jump right in. So my word of the year is available, as I said. And I normally, whenever I have a word, I try to have a verse that goes along with it. And I really like this one in Mark, chapter 1, 17 through 18. And I'm just going to read it to you quick, and I promise it won't be too boring. It goes, "Fishing was their regular work. Jesus said to them, 'Come with me. I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass.' They didn't ask questions. They dropped their nets and followed." Sorry, I'm horrible at reading. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about that. But anyways, that verse is, I don't know. I like it a lot, obviously. But I thought it went along good with the word available, because I think it shows that you don't have to have like a clear schedule in order to be available. These fishermen, it says that fishing was their regular work. They did it all the time. They did it every day, day in, day out. But it was their regular work. And Jesus asked them to do something different. He said, "I'm going to make you new fishermen." They'd be doing something that isn't the same, isn't regular, isn't normal, isn't what people normally do. And I think it's cool that they didn't ask questions about it, that they literally dropped everything that they had, their nets, their fishing pole, probably their like lunchbox, and they just went, and they followed Jesus. They made themselves available, which I think is really cool, and I think it's something that I want to, you know, do more in my life, and be sure that I don't you know, do regular work when I could be doing God's work instead. So that's one of the reasons why I chose that word. Another reason why is because right now I do have jobs. I do have a job, but I kind of wanted to, I didn't get like your typical job, I guess, that you get after you graduate college. I'm doing my own photography, videography business. I'm working for my brother and his Holy Donut business. I did a video like for my dad's business. Just kind of random stuff. But yeah, so it kind of makes it hard, and I kind of don't really know what I'm doing. But I want to make myself available. I think that was the main reason why I chose to do kind of things on my own, was because I wanted to be available for whatever comes my way, for whatever God wants me to do. So that's another reason why I chose that word. Another reason why is obviously kind of like the word that most people, or like the connotation that people most likely put around the word available, is that you're like relationship status available, which I definitely am. I've been single for a long time, it feels like. I mean, over 2 years for sure. And I don't want to say available, like I want like people to fill that, but I'm available in the sense that like I'm here and I'm like ready for, or maybe not ready for that, but I want to make myself ready for that. Like I'm available for that whenever God like brings that to me. Or at least I want to be ready when that person does come. So yeah, I just want to be like reminded that I want to make myself available for that person, whoever they may be. I'm not saying I don't want it to be this year necessarily. I'm not like saying like, wow, like I'm available this year, boys, like come and get it. Like first come, first serve. Like, no, it's not like that. I really just want to make myself prepared to be available for someone if they do come. And maybe like that just means that 2018 is just me preparing for that. And it won't happen till like 2020 or something. I don't know. The other reason why I chose this word is because I guess this is kind of like overall, but I just want to be available for God and whatever, or, you know, kind of like the fisherman, like I just said, like for whenever Jesus said, hey, like I come with me wherever I'm going, you know, my relationship with God hasn't been very exciting lately. Mainly because I've been the one, you know, deciding what we're doing, which I don't come up with the greatest ideas. So I'm kind of ready for God to tell me what to do. I guess I just need to get better at listening and not getting so caught up in the regular work that I'm doing. I don't know. My whole life right now is just kind of strange. And sometimes I kind of almost have doubts that I like made myself too available now, that, you know, there's so many things that I could be doing, that I don't really know what I should be doing. And I just get kind of like confused, but in that like, confusion and in that like not knowing, I have been like, you know, talking to God more through that and been like, can you please like tell me, you know, like when I have all these options available, I'm more likely to talk to God about, you know, what I should choose and, you know, which options are the best for me. So yeah, I hope this wasn't too scattered around. I hate listening to podcasts that have no point. And I really want to get better at making my podcast have a better point. Plus I haven't had the guest on in forever and that makes me really sad. But hopefully we'll fix that soon. I still need to get in the swing of things. And I mean, even though like my word is available, I still need to have a schedule. Like I still need to have stuff planned. So that's another thing that I have to kind of like balance out. So anyways, thank you guys for listening. I really hope that you are just having a great first part of your year. And again, it's never too late to pick a word, to start over, to, you know, do what you want to do. But don't forget to talk to God about it first and make sure he's asking you to do it. Yeah, you guys are the greatest if you're listening this far. If you made it this far, thank you. I will let you go. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And yeah, I love you guys.